don't just stop there.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I spend most of my time at Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, where I'm the pastor. The second place I spend most of my time is in the studios of WMIE right here in Cocoa, Florida. So we want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program. And this is the fall offering week where the WMIE is striving to raise their budget for the next 6 months. And they ask you to partner with them for a 6 month period of time. And their phone number, if you'd like to call in and be a part of their team for the next 6 months, is 321-632-1000, 321-632-1000. And it is off to a very good start. I think the goal is 35,000. And so we're believing that they're going to be able to get to that by the end of the week and do so in a timely manner so that programming is not interrupted or anything of that nature. So if you would like to let them know, hey, we want to be a part of taking the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout Brevard County, give them a call. Tell Paul you heard about it on the Refresh radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. If you call and you do not get an answer, leave a message, and they will get back to you. And it's a very efficiently run operation here. There's not banks and banks of operators. There's just a few folks around. So if you call and don't get through, call, get a busy signal, keep calling back. That would be greatly appreciated. Another big thank you that we want to send out is to the folks at Wyrick Air. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. They are in Rockledge, Florida. And they also have a 1-800 number, 423-7424. If you happen to be out of the area and your neighbor calls and say your air conditioner just got struck by lightning or something like that, and you need to get a hold of them, you can call them on their 1-800 number, or you can call them at 321-632-9538. They travel all the way throughout Brevard County from the southernmost tip to the northern part, and great people, wonderful assets to the body of Christ, the kingdom of God here in Brevard County. And whether your needs are air conditioning, heating, or electrical, you can give them a call. So they've been providing professional sales, services, and repairs in all three of those fields, air conditioning, heating, and electrical, for over four decades, over 40 years. They work in residential settings, commercial settings. They work in Monday through Friday. They also work to provide emergency service when necessary. And they always strive to provide you with the best service possible and an affordable price. So if you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538, and tell them you heard about them right here on the Refresh radio program. This coming weekend, we're excited. We're going to have Dr. Gary Kellner with us once again. He has been with us a number of times before, and he will be with us sharing the Word of God. 2020 has disrupted a lot of their crusade plans and evangelistic efforts and things like that. But he's going to be at Merritt Assembly of God Sunday morning, 10:30, also Sunday night at 6:30. And we've been praying on Sunday nights for our country, for the elections. And this coming Sunday night, we're praying for a move of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our congregation. And so if you'd like to come and be a part of those services, we would greatly be encouraged by you being there. And we'd pray that we are a blessing to you. Let's be intentional this week about being a blessing to others, shall we? I want to take you this morning in the Word of God to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we are talking about the differences between the things that the Gentiles seek after and the things that believers seek after. And Gentiles simply meaning unbelievers and things like that. So we are now talking about how Gentiles, unbelievers, they seek after a wisdom. They seek after an earthly wisdom. And we're contrasting that with the wisdom that we would seek after. And so we've been going through 1 Corinthians. We were in chapter 1, and now we're in chapter 2, and we're going to touch on some things in chapter 3 after this, before we shift our focus into some of the things that believers are seeking after, the type of wisdom that they are looking for, and seeking first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to us. I have no idea what that noise was, but we'll find out after the program is over. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 13 says this: "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." So Paul has been talking, and up in verse number 10, he said, God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. He's been talking about the things that he was sharing, and he said, we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches. And one of the things that I have written down here is that wisdom will manifest in your mouth. Wisdom will manifest in your mouth. Proverbs says that even a fool who keeps his mouth shut shows himself to be wiser than he actually is at that point in time. But it's wisdom to keep your mouth shut. Even if you don't know something, people are going to think that you're smarter than you are. And we live in a day and time, my goodness gracious me, oh my, where people feel entitled and empowered to say anything and everything, no matter how vile, how vicious, or how inhumane. We live in a very, very free dialogued community. I think people feel emboldened by their keyboard on their phones and their computers, and they don't think that anybody is going to see. They don't think anybody is going to notice, even though you constantly see on the news people getting fired from their jobs because of things that they post with their keyboard. Can I tell you one of the greatest features about the keyboard? It is the delete button. It is the delete button. It is the backspace button. And that is, whenever you go to type something, you stop and you pray and you say, okay, God, first of all, is this coming from a heart that I'm saying this in order to benefit other people? And if not, hit the delete button, hit the backspace button until that post disappears. If you have something and you say, you know what, I am speaking that from the right heart, then you need to go one step further and you need to ask yourself, is this going to be received by the person that reads this with the same intent that I speak it in? And folks, I'm here to tell you that in this very charged environment that we live in, the answer to that question is probably going to be no. Because people are receiving everything through their filter of offense and their perception. And if it doesn't line up with their way of thinking, then they're going to be offended. Even though we're supposed to not be offended, I don't remember ever living in a time like this where people are so easily, readily, and almost daily offended by somebody and something. So the words that we speak are tied with the wisdom, and man's wisdom teaches to say things differently than what the Spirit of God teaches. So you've heard me tell a story of going through a situation in my life, and God said, shut up, don't say anything, just walk with them through this journey. That's what I was told. Well, even though I'm an introvert and I don't, you know, have a problem just blending into a wall or anything like that, I'm also the type of person that if it is in my jurisdiction of authority, that I have no problem speaking from a position of authority when I've got the authority to speak. And so God will use the Holy Spirit to give us words to say that we may not have learned. God will give us words to say that are timely words, and he will also tell us to zip our lips at times to keep from saying things that are not going to be received properly. Now, there are things that the world will teach you to say, and from the world's perspective, it is wise to say. I've read articles, and okay, so let me just tell you about this one article. There's a verse in the Bible that says, do not let the sun go down on your wrath. This article comes out and says that from their studies that it is perfectly okay for people not to resolve their issues and to just go on. And if it goes on a week or a month or a year or whatever, no big deal. And I want you to hear this. If anybody shares wisdom that is contrary to the Word of God, reject it. Reject it. So there are a lot of people who are speaking from perspectives that might sound very good, but they're only good from the perspective of what the wisdom of the world teaches. This verse also teaches us that the Holy Spirit will teach us things. Verse 13, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but and if you look back at the construct of the sentence, you can see we speak in words which the Holy Spirit teaches. Now, there's a big difference there between what the world teaches, because it's fading away and times change and cultures change. And I've talked to young people, and they have completely reinvented the English language. And so it was perfectly normal for something to be said in my day and time, and it's been corrupted and polluted to where now people hear something and it's just, you know, a completely different, it's received completely differently than what it was spoken. The Holy Spirit will share timely, eternal truth. He will remind us of the things of God. He will guide us into all truth. So how important is it for the Holy Spirit to teach us? I tell you, a Holy Spirit-controlled mouth, a Holy Spirit-led tongue will keep you out of a lot of trouble, and it will also empower you to share a great deal of wisdom that people desperately need to hear. You need to remember, Corinth was an ungodly city. There was a lot of dysfunction in Corinth, but there was a church that was there, and there was some craziness that was going on, but the Holy Spirit was able to minister through people so that that community could have a living, vibrant testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, verse number 13 says this, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Okay, so we need to make sure that the wisdom that we are operating in is going to align with the Spirit of God. Remember, you will never accomplish spiritual means through or spiritual goals through carnal means. That doesn't mean that there's not going to be some activity involved in it, but we're not going to be able to accomplish spiritual objectives while using the wisdom of the world, the tactics of the world, speaking like the world. I remember having a conversation with a person in another state about the church that they were going in, and they said, well, that church has really redefined profanity, and they've reduced it down to about three or four words. And I was like, oh, well, that's different. And, you know, so you were liable to hear anything. And while you would say, well, that just means that they're going to be relatable to the community that they're ministering to. Maybe. But the Bible talks about that there's not supposed to be any corrupt communication coming out of our mouth. And so I know believers who've had discussions with other believers about the things that they were talking about. And one of them was saying, hey, listen, you shouldn't be talking like that. And there's, oh, that's so old school. That is so old school. Listen, our mouths need to be speaking light and speaking life and speaking hope and peace and truth. It needs to be speaking the wisdom from heaven instead of the wisdom from the world. Verse number 14 says, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Okay, so we see here the second point today. The first one is wisdom will impact our mouth. The second one is the unbeliever has an inability to receive the wisdom of God. The Holy Spirit's first responsibility is to point us to Jesus. And so he's constantly ministering in a spiritual aspect and surrounding unbelievers with believers to speak into their life. And many times those people receive it or do not receive it because it is considered foolishness. I think back to Naaman the leper. And Naaman had leprosy. No one had ever been healed of leprosy. His king sends him to Israel for Elisha to heal him of leprosy, or actually sent him to the king. The king sent him to Elisha, and all of that because a little girl spoke about that God could heal him. And so Elisha doesn't even come out to him, just sends a messenger and says, go dip in the Jordan River seven times and everything's going to be fine. Naaman had a preconceived idea that the priest was going to come out like one of the prophets of Baal and wave his hand and do something very demonstrative, and it was going to be profound. It was going to be impactful. And he says, instead, all I get told is to go dip in the Jordan River, filthy river. We got multitudes of rivers in where I come from that are better than this disgusting river. And finally, I mean, he's going back in a huff, still a leper, because it sounds so foolish to him. And one of his servants says, if he had told you to do something profound, would you have done it? Well, if you would do something profound, if the same guy told you something and it seems ridiculous, what do you have to lose? Dips one time, dips twice, dips three times. All of those times he comes back up a leper. Four, five, six, each time he comes up 11, a leper. But the seventh time when he emerges from the water, he is freed from his leprosy. Because somebody spoke spiritual wisdom to him and said, don't let pride deprive you of a spiritual breakthrough. It says he does not receive they are foolish to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. How much do we need the Spirit of God? I'm here to tell you, I can study all day long. I can read book after book after book. I can study the Greek. I can study the Hebrew. I can throw in some jokes and all that sort of stuff. But it is the Holy Spirit that takes the message from the throne room of God, causes it to pass through a person's lips and strike its mark in a person's spirit. And then that spirit is activated. And all of a sudden, understanding comes forth. Until that happens, you know, we can sow seeds, but on that day, it's like that sprout that bursts up from the ground. All of a sudden, there's breakthrough, and all of a sudden, you see life. And from that point on, there's going to be transformation, and it's only a period of time before fruitfulness appears. We as churches cannot afford to be have a Holy Spirit void in our church. We need God the Holy Spirit to activate people's lives, not just to receive salvation, but to receive the spiritual truths of God and the breakthroughs. When I saw this, I was like, man, there's a message in here for receiving healing, that we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. So, you know, if you think that we don't ever face health issues or anything like that, you'd be sadly mistaken. I wish that we didn't have those, but each time we get that, if we'll listen to the Holy Spirit, we're going to have revelation and breakthrough that is going to enhance our testimony and cause people in the community to all of a sudden have to deal with the supernatural moving of God in their community. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. So the third aspect of wisdom here is that you do make judgments. Now, there are a lot of people who have, you know, a very minimal basic understanding of scriptures. You know, I've told people before, you know, when I was growing up, the first scripture that people memorized was John 3:16-17, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." That was the very first verses that we were taught in children's church and Sunday school, and you memorized it, and it's still coming out, you know, decades later. Now people don't know that verse. The only verse they know is, "Judge not lest you be judged. Judge not lest you be judged." Not knowing that what that scripture is talking about is we don't go around condemning people just because of our feelings. We use a spiritual standard. We make righteous judgments according to the Word of God, not according to how we feel, not according to our personal inclination or disinclination to a person. We make judgments according to the Word of God. And the wisdom of this world says, well, what's right for you is not right for me. You know, there's probably many roads that lead to heaven. Well, you come in that, you make a spiritual judgment, and you say, well, Jesus said, no one comes to the Father but by me. I am the way, the truth, the life. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You start reading the scriptures and you find out there is a standard. Many people in this world think, well, if a loved one expires, they just automatically go to heaven. Listen, being an American doesn't get you into heaven. Being Caucasian or whatever ethnicity you might be, that's not going to get you into heaven. The only thing that gets you into heaven is being redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and your sins washed away and your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the spiritual judgment. And when you and I are judging not just other people, we judge the fruit and we judge it in accordance with the Word of God, but we're judging ourselves. He says, but he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. When we have the mind of Christ, we're going to desire and delight to do the will of God. Carnal wisdom says, do what you want. Do what makes you feel good. How can this be wrong when it feels so right? Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. That's the carnal wisdom of the world. The wisdom of the world says, hey, this is all there is. There isn't anything after this. Just go ahead and do what you want. And instead of having a feeling of euphoria, instead it leads to discouragement and despondency and a lack of purpose. Let me see if I can put it this way. A lot of people think, you know, what I really need is rest. Well, sometimes what you really need is to get out and exercise. It seems paradoxical because you say, I'm so tired, but it's kind of like with food. The more you eat, the hungrier you become. And so you think, well, you know, I just don't want to eat. Well, that's, you know what that's going to do? It's going to make you lose your appetite, not enhance your appetite. There's a lot of things that seem right to a man. I was just going through Proverbs. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. If we have the mind of Christ, we're going to think of things from a spiritual perspective. We're going to think, how is this going to fit in my relationship with God? Is this going to draw me closer to God? Is it going to draw other people closer to God? Or is it going to be a stumbling block to those around us? Let's do these three things. Let's allow the Spirit of God to give us the wisdom that we need so that our mouths speak in a manner that is going to glorify Him. Let's allow the wisdom of heaven to give us the ability to receive things that may seem foolish to our carnal nature, but it's wisdom because we're obeying God. And the third thing is, let's make spiritual judgments according to the Word of God. Let's not seek unjust standards. I was talking with some friends a little over a week ago, and I said, you know, people have a tendency to ask God for mercy for themselves and vengeance for their enemies. And I think that we need to pray for God to give us a much more righteous standard. God bless you. You have a marvelous Monday, and we will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
The okay.